even though we're in front of Giriraj, everyone just close your eyes and no peeking. Close tightly and think of where you were 7 days ago, 1 week ago. Think where you were 1 week ago. Today is what day of the week?
Sunday.
Last Sunday, think of where you were and what you were doing. Some of you may have been at work. Some may have been wandering around Vrindavan even. Some may have been on a crowded subway somewhere in some city in the West. But think of where you were 1 week ago. Now, forget that and think of where you were 2 days ago. 2 days ago, that means on Friday. And what you were doing. Pick a point in time and think of what you were doing 2 days ago. How you were feeling. And now, come closer in time to yesterday. Now it's exactly 1:30. 1:30 yesterday, where were you? Some of you were on planes, perhaps. Some of you were preparing. 1:30 yesterday. Keep your eyes closed. And now, just look at Giriraj and think of where you are now. It is said that without taking shelter of a great person, one's desires remain unfulfilled. That is a negative way of making a statement. But here is the same statement in the positive. If one takes shelter of a great person, one's desires can become fulfilled. And here we are, Hantayan Adriya Dasa Haridasa Varjo. We are directly at the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan, who is the greatest of great devotees, and calling the person who called Giriraj Haridasa Varjo the greatest of devotees is no one other than Srimati Radharani herself. So here we are at Giriraj Govardhan, and by approaching a great person, all of one's desires can become fulfilled. Take a moment and think of what that means. All of one's desires can become fulfilled by taking shelter of a great person. Now, what we will do for the next 10 minutes is something called free writing. Everyone should have one pad or a book in front of them and one pen in their hand. And for 10 minutes, I want you to write. I want you to write about whatever comes into your mind. No one is going to read this. But I want your thinking to gradually come to Giriraj Govardhan. And when approaching a great person, one thing that is extremely important is to open one's heart. Because according to our heart and how open we are, how receptive we are, Giriraj Govardhan can reciprocate with us. The rule in this writing for 10 minutes is only one. One rule only. And that is, make it two rules. The first, be honest. And the second, keep your pen moving. the whole time for 10 minutes, especially those of you who are computer addicts, have forgotten how to write using a pen, perhaps, so this will be very good exercise. Keep your hand moving for 10 minutes, and even if you don't know what to write, you can write, "I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write. Oh, Giriraj, help me. Help me, Giriraj, please." But just keep writing for 10 minutes. No other rules, and then we'll say what we will do with that in a moment. Is everyone ready? Any question? Keep writing. Begin now. Keep the pen moving, and I'll inform you how far we are in time. Quickly read what you've written. And underline what comes closest to the deepest and most honest heartfelt desire you have to be here in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan.